From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. With Iranian nuclear talks in their final days before Monday's deadline, Secretary of State John Kerry has decided to remain in Vienna for now. And as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, another European foreign minister is joining the discussions.
The State Department says Germany's top diplomat Frank-Walter Steinmeier will meet here with Kerry. Steinmeier's also due to meet with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Friday's talks were marked by a certain amount of brinksmanship, with both Zarif and Kerry making and then canceling plans to leave Vienna. Kerry says any deal must shut off all of Iran's possible pathways to a nuclear weapon, while Iran says its rights to a peaceful nuclear program must be respected and economic sanctions must be lifted, not suspended. There has been speculation about new 11th-hour proposals, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says all the elements of a deal are already in place, and the job now is to assemble an acceptable package. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Vienna.
Somalia's al-Shabaab extremist group is claiming responsibility for today's attack on a bus in northeast Kenya that left at least 28 people dead. Police say the attack happened at dawn, and the militants apparently singled out non-Muslims. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports it appears that tactics used in last year's deadly shopping mall siege were deployed in this latest attack.
Senior Kenyan police officers say the bus was hijacked near the Somali border in the northeast, en route to the capital, Nairobi. Non-Muslims are said to have been separated from other passengers and shot dead. Some reports say anyone who could not recite verses from the Quran was killed. Kenya has been blighted by intermittent gun and bomb attacks blamed on Somali al-Shabaab militants since Kenyan troops were dispatched to Somalia in 2011. The Pentagon confirmed in September that al-Shabaab's leader, Ahmed Abdi Godane, was killed in a U.S. attack. Last year, more than 60 people, including children, were killed in al-Shabaab's siege on Nairobi's Westgate Mall. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
Top United Nations officials say even as there are signs of progress in the fight against Ebola in West Africa, there's still a huge need for more trained medical volunteers in the region. NPR's Jason Bobian reports UN leaders say the world should not become complacent about the outbreak.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told reporters after a meeting of UN leadership that the Ebola epidemic could be brought to an end by the middle of next year. But he added that that's only if the international community remains committed to wiping it out. Bond said there are promising improvements in Liberia, where transmission is slowing. He warned, however, that the region still needs more volunteer healthcare workers to battle the outbreak. And he said that far more needs to be done to get the number of new Ebola cases in West Africa down to zero. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Ferguson, Missouri, officials are laying the groundwork to avert the potential for street violence once a grand jury decides whether to indict the white police officer who killed Michael Brown back in August. Activists, authorities, and Brown's family are calling for calm. It remains unclear when a decision will be announced. It's been nearly 2 years since the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School left 26 people dead, and now there's a new report on the mental health of Adam Lanza. Patrick Scahill, a member station WNPR, has details on what researchers found.
The report details Lanza's mental health history and provides transcripts of emails he exchanged with his mother. Investigators refer to Lanza as AL and characterize the 20-year-old as socially withdrawn both at school and at home. Hank Schwartz is a psychiatrist who worked in the investigation.
AL in the last years of his life with significant mental health issues went completely untreated. And the outcome, of course, we're all aware of.
The report says lapses in communication between family members, educators, and healthcare providers unwittingly played a role in Lanza's mental deterioration. The authors of the report stress they're not blaming anyone but Lanza. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says officials are planning for the worst but hoping for the best. The state is bringing in pumps, bolts, helicopters, and high-axle vehicles in case fears of flooding in the snowbound Buffalo region come true. Forecasters are warning of warmer temperatures and rain. They've issued a flood watch to begin tomorrow. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.